Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Goldie. I'm excited for the show today, and I am glad to have so many callers. So I'm going to do what I always do and jump right into it. I have my card deck set up, the Indigo Angel Oracle card reading, and I also have my love and relationship cards. Very beautiful by Doreen Virtue. Okay, so I'm going to try to do this from my phone. I'm going to take the first caller.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. This is Goldie. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I am wondering if there's going to be any good tribe soul people coming into my life as far as friendship. Been clearing out a lot of old residual friends, and so I'm looking for the new. So I don't know if you see anything for the next couple of months or meeting some really cool people. Yeah.
Okay, and your name?
It's Amy.
Amy? Okay, so the first thing I got a card that I usually don't get, actually. I usually don't end up drawing it from the deck, and I use this deck a lot, my Indigo deck. And it's a little, probably going to be a little frustrating for you because I don't think you're going to get really clear answers today, at least maybe not exactly what you're... You might not hear what you want to hear is basically what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, but the first card says expression, and I rarely ever pick this card. So have you been expressing yourself in some kind of artistic way or like a physical, spiritual kind of...
Yes.
Mind, body, soul.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm into yoga and I also write, so that helps a lot with just expressing myself and letting things out of
my
system.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
That's what I saw was like yoga. Okay, well, that's just confirmation that, you know, the angels are with you and it's kind of like they're saying, good job, keep going, keep doing that because that's really healthy and good for you.
Okay. Right.
That was like for the recent past, but just keep doing it because that's really healthy for you. And the present card in the middle says you already know. So that's the one that I thought might be a little frustrating for you because Spirit is saying that you already know deep inside what you need to do to draw those people into your life. One thing, like you said, is getting rid of all the toxic people in your life.
Yeah.
And that includes family. Okay. So it'd be family, friends, anyone in your life that's toxic and that is not helping to lift you up. Just, you know, eliminate them. I know that sounds harsh, but, you know, sometimes that's just what you have to do.
Yeah, and I'm learning to love from a distance, you know, because we're all beings of light, you know, even though it could be toxic, you know, but just send them love and light anyway. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know it might sound kind of shallow, but this is a great way to do that. I mean, if there's people that you still want to stay in touch with, but say you don't want to see them in person per se, I think Facebook is a great way to at least say, hey, love you, hope you're doing well, you know, kind of like that.
Yep, that makes sense. Yep.
Sometimes that's what you have to do. It might hurt some people. I'm feeling that it will hurt a little, but, you know, with time, they'll move on.
You know what's interesting is that... Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Goldie.
No. Go ahead.
One little thing, one thing that's funny when you're learning to speak your truth, and it's like a catch 22 because you're being your authentic self, you're expressing yourself, but then that's when you know who the real friends are. Like, this happened 2 weeks ago. I spoke my truth with a friend, and yeah, she unfriended me from Facebook. So there you go. You kind of have to laugh because it's like, okay, well, you weren't meant to be anyway, I guess, you know, because you have to be truthful with yourself. I'm learning that more.
Yeah,
and,
you know, it's just, it's normal. I mean, okay, I agree with you on being authentic. I am very authentic myself, and some, like, people either love it or they hate it or they just kind of tolerate it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But yeah, you might say something that somebody will get ticked off with, like your friend, and then they drop like flies, really, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I understand that. Sorry you had to go through that, and I wouldn't worry too much about it, though. I mean, you'll move on.
It just makes me laugh because it's like, it just is, universe provides. It's showing me that, you know, just at a drop of a hat, that you really don't, it's not meant to be, trust it. That's what I'm learning to do more, is trust it versus fighting for relationships to work out and all that stuff. You know, if somebody doesn't want to be friends with me, that's their prerogative. And I respect that. Move on. So.
Yeah, but you can be gentle with yourself, you know. If it takes some time, if it hurts or stings a little bit, that's okay. You can admit that to yourself, but just keep being positive. That fits in great to the third card, which is like in your near future.
Okay.
Spirit is coming through and saying that divine timing, that everything happens in divine timing. Like you said, just trusting the universe, kind of going with the flow, letting things unfold naturally, and it'll happen. You will make new friends. I don't think it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be very easy for you. I'm seeing like it's either a restaurant or like a coffee shop, and like women kind of huddled together there.
Do you
tend to frequently go to a certain place where you go out?
Okay.
No, I'm asking, is there a place that you...
Do I frequently go what? Do I frequently...
Do you frequently go out to, like, a restaurant or a coffee shop?
It's interesting. Where I do yoga, there's a place right across the street from there. It's not necessarily coffee, but you can get whatever you want there. Yeah. So I'm always
okay
there.
Well, that place is where you'll meet a friend, and I believe she will be a brunette.
Okay.
And very happy and bubbly. You guys will have
awesome.
A good friendship.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Excited. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I have to take the next caller, so I'm going to let you go, but you can stay on and listen if you want.
Okay, thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, I'm going to take the next caller from the 760 area.
Hi,
this is Bolby. Hi, how can I help you? Who's calling?
This is Jeanette. Thank you for taking my call. I would love to ask about my, you know, true love relationship coming in for me and what you have to share with me about that.
Okay, and can you repeat your name again?
Jeanette.
Oh, Jeanette. Sorry. Okay, so I am going to I have my love and relationship deck here. I wish you guys could see the pictures on these cards. They're really pretty. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. right. So 1, 2, 3, and I think I'll grab one more card just because I feel inclined to do that. Okay. First card says, pay attention to the red flag. The signs are cautioning you. So be careful with who you let in. I think this is saying that you have been careful, that you are, you don't just jump into it. You're cautious.
Correct.
Which is good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So just continue to pay attention to the red flags, though, just to keep you safe. And the second card is perfect because you're looking for your soulmate, right?
Yes, I am. Yes.
It says, your prayers, affirmations, and visualizations help bring you together. So that's great. You just keep doing what you're doing, and this will unfold really beautifully, like kind of like a big red rose blossoming.
Mm.
The third card says, you deserve love. You are lovable. So when you have those times that you just feel like, oh, nobody's going to love me, or I'm not going to find that person, know that you will, and you are finding that person, they'll come to you, and that you do deserve love. And the fourth card is absolutely perfect. It is for your near future, your soulmate. Yes, this is your soulmate. So this person is just like around the corner.
Oh, that's such great news.
Yeah, and it's a great card. They're in the picture, the woman and a man are embracing in like a beautiful garden, and they're ready to kiss and holding each other, and it's just really intimate. So it's beautiful. Yeah, I feel really positive about this. It's for a while. Lately, I've been telling people that a lot of people that it's going to be quite a while or a while before they're in a real relationship. But for you, I feel like it's time for a committed relationship and your soulmate. I believe he has. I'm seeing a man with very, very dark hair. Almost jet black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But don't let that hold you up. You know, don't just focus on the hair.
Right.
Because some people get a little caught up with that. All right. Well, I'm going to have to let you go, but I'll put you on to listen to the show.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. The next caller is calling from the 631 area code.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Foldy. I'm Suzanne. I had two quick questions. My first was, do you see a relationship for me?
Do you think you could just keep it to one question? Because I have
sure.
Other people here too. Okay. So can you repeat your question?
Do you see a serious relationship for me? And if so, when?
Well, I will tell you that I am not very gifted with time frames, but I will do my best. Let's see. Excuse me. Okay. So I got the past card, and that says engagement. Your love life is ascending to a higher level of commitment. So that, you know, and that's obvious in what you say, that you are looking for a committed relationship. So like a real relationship. So that's just confirmation from Spirit. And the second card says, express your love. Go ahead and make the romantic gesture. Is there somebody that you're interested in right now?
Not at all. I'm just meeting a bunch of people on the internet. It's just hard to meet people that either they're interested in me or I'm interested in them. And I don't want to have to settle for someone I'm not even attracted to, but I might have to, and I don't want to do that.
No, that's...
But I know, but there's nobody around. So what do I do?
Well, I'm seeing somebody with, like, a dirty blonde hair and blue eyes. Very intuitive soul. So...
I know somebody like that, but I haven't seen him in over a year and a half.
Well, it's probably him. I'm thinking that it's him because he seems interested and inquisitive, and it's telling you to make a move.
He was supposed to be married or something, and I haven't heard from him in over a year and a half. I text him for a year now. He hasn't texted me back.
Well, it could be that he does care for you and he's thinking about you, but I'm not really seeing that. I don't know. He's confusing me.
Is he younger than me? Because the person I liked was younger than me.
Yep. I'm seeing a younger man.
Okay.
Maybe 30s.
Yep, this
30s
man is
to early.
Yeah, but I'm older than him.
It doesn't matter. His energy is really confusing. Like it's he cares, but I don't think he's worth it. Really.
Do you think he's ever going to text me or call me soon?
See, well, it kind of threw me off because you told me that he stopped contacting you. So now I just have that set in my mind that he's not going to contact
you. Yeah, but I don't know. If you saw that, he might be trying to, you know what I'm saying?
To me, it felt more like somebody, this is the analogy or whatever you want to call it. Like somebody looking out a window at someone else, but from a distance. That's how it felt to me. Like, just, oh, gee, I wonder how they're doing. How are they doing? What have they been up to? I hope they're all right, you know. That sort of thing. That's the kind of feeling I got initially. So that's not telling me that he's going to reach out to you. I would move on from him because it's not promising. I'm sorry if that disappoints you.
But who do you see then?
Well, the third card is for your near future. It says past life relationship. You have known each other before. And past life... people can have many past lives. But you will meet someone soon. I think he has brown eyes. Okay, I saw the number 2, so I'm thinking in about 2 months you'll meet a man with brown eyes, and I'm not sure what color hair he is. A very loving, tender-hearted soul. So in about 2 months. And his name might start with a B, as in boy.
That's so weird. That's my neighbor. He just talked to me today, but he's a widower, so he's not interested in a relationship.
Well, maybe right now, but give it some time. Sometimes, some people, let me tell you, some people really drag their feet, like, for a
long
time.
He said he didn't
want to
get involved with a neighbor. And...
Well, he says that now, but...
Well, maybe it's not him. Maybe it's another kind-hearted soul with brown eyes that begins with a B.
I'm not picking up on whether or not it's him, your neighbor. But that might just be because Spirit wants you to meet people, to get out there and meet people and put yourself out there. Like it says, the middle card for your present says, express your love, express your feelings to the people you care for, to these people that you meet, express how you feel.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm gonna put you on to listen to the show, and I have to take the next caller.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Okay. The next caller. I'm not sure if I took your call yet, but you're calling from 561 area code.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Have I taken your call? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Hi. I was wondering, if you see me meeting anybody, I'm going to be interested in me anytime soon. You know, a description of, somebody coming in that I'm going to like. You know, like when you were talking to the girl before. I'm not saying to get married, but just a mutual interest. Because, like she says, you meet people and they may like you and there's absolutely no chemistry, and you can meet a guy you find attractive, but if they don't have the character to back it up, it's kind of a turnoff.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. You have to have chemistry, that's for sure.
Yeah, I want a guy who's really interested in me, because I don't want to waste my time if I'm not their first choice, and you can tell how they, initially, how they
I have to hurry and give you your reading, because I still have tried to get to a few more people and there's only 6 minutes left.
Oh,
so to everybody that's waiting, I will only have time for one more caller. And I'm sorry to those of you that I wasn't able to get to. Okay, so tell me your name again.
Stacy.
Okay, your first card says separation, time apart from your partners on the horizon. Did you recently break up with somebody?
No, there hasn't been anybody at all. I kind of, took a break from dating,
Well, are you dealing still with some sort of a separation, heartbreak?
Well, no, I know guys that are separated, divorced recently. I'll put it this way. I know guys that are recently divorced that are interested in me, but I'm not interested in them because all I do is hear about their exes.
Best to just have time apart from those people.
Yeah, that's what I did. I distanced myself because how could somebody be interested in you if they're talking about their ex?
It means they haven't moved on. They're not right for you. The second card says honeymoon. Enjoy the bliss of holiday time together. And that doesn't necessarily mean marriage. I don't feel that means marriage and then honeymoon. I feel like this means that you're going to meet somebody and it's going to be a time of bliss and just enjoyment together. It's like saying to live in the moment with that person. And I'll try to give you... the person that I'm seeing, all that I'm getting right now, since I time is tight... is that he's kind of a nerdy guy, tall, kind of skinny and nerdy, but still cute in his own way, and It'll happen pretty soon as far as when. Maybe a month. But like I said, time frames are not my...
Oh, talented, nerdy, like intellectual. Yeah, that's what I want. I want somebody that's kind of smart. Is he younger than me?
Yeah, he looks younger.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
I guess I'm...
the third, I have to give you your third one.
Yeah.
The third one, since I did feel from the get-go that you have some problems that you need to deal with in order for you to be in a healthy long-term relationship. You need to heal family issues from your past.
You're saying about family issues. My brother and I haven't spoken like 5 years, and he's, you know, he's kind of narcissistic. So I pulled.
Well,
the,
it's important that you forgive, and as you forgive, it benefits your relationship with your significant other. I have to let you go. Sorry for cutting you off, but I'm going to take one more caller before the show ends.
Oh, thanks. No, that's good. You know, I want somebody that's more like you're saying, intellectually and more kind of nerdy, because I'm not looking. What I attract sometimes is like the what kind of guy is it? Like the workout, the guys that go to the gym, like the gym rat. And I want somebody that there's more depth to them.
Okay. Well, I got to let you go.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. But do you see when the family issues will be resolved? If there's, because I guess my brother, it's like with money, he's got money, and I didn't.
Okay, unfortunately, I repeatedly told her that I had to go, so I had to let her go. I'm very sorry about that, but I do have to get to the next caller. Okay, 561.
Hello. My name is Stacy as well.
Oops. Sorry about that. Hi.
Hi, this is Mike.
Oh, I'm so sorry to Stacy. I accidentally hung up. But yeah. I'm sorry about that. I can give you a very, very quick reading. Just ask your question real quick, and I will draw one card for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm starting a new position in November, and looking at the financial financial aspect behind it, as well as possibly a move.
Okay. Well, the card I drew for you says playfulness. To recapture romance, allow your inner youthful spirit of fun to shine. Not necessarily, doesn't have to be for romance. There's something about playfulness in your life that will draw to you the things that you want, like with your finances, with your job, and everything. I know that might sound a bit confusing, but just sit with it, and it'll get clear to you. Just pray about it and meditate. All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
I have to let everyone go, and thank you for joining me on my show. I will be on again Monday night at 6:30. Thank you. Bye.